Young people listening to this, sounds pretty easy, but there must have been times you made a call and you were told no, you were rejected.
Well, no question about it. You know, when you're an entrepreneur, you have to decide you're going to either get through the wall or over the wall, but there'll always be a wall there. And you've got to be prepared to accept rejection. Not everybody's going to love what you're doing. Not everybody's going to understand what you're doing. I had friends of my dad that I talked to, and they said, oh, it's interesting, but you'll never make it. It won't work. So they never came in, and it was disappointing to me because I knew they had plenty of money, but they didn't want to take it on. They were, I guess, a little sorry after a while. But we figured out how to get it done. And being an entrepreneur means you've got to be scrappy. You've got to figure out, okay, what's my end goal? What's the objective? And how are we going to get there? That's what George and I, being young entrepreneurs, were able to do. And you're exactly right that you got to be able to accept rejection. Don't take it personally. That's okay. No big deal. And go on, which is exactly what we were able to do.
And then the area of risk. Obviously, you took risks, and people starting businesses or at any time want to grow a business. Risk is a big factor.
Without a doubt. First of all, as I said earlier, no one was doing buyouts. Nobody even knew what we were doing. We'd show up. We had to explain how it would work. In fact, the first public company that we bought, we were filing with the SEC, and they couldn't figure out what we were doing. They said, who's buying whom here? We don't understand the structure. We don't understand anything. So we actually had to get our lawyers to diagram it as to where the money was flowing, who was buying whom, and so forth. The SEC had never seen anything like it. They didn't even know how to opine on it at the beginning. But you've got to just say, okay, we're so convinced this makes sense, and stick with it. So what happened was, yes, you're taking risk. You're taking risk in a number of different ways. You're taking a risk by, okay, I gave up a very good job at Bear Stearns, as did George. We were a part of the partnership. We had a great future there from what everybody had told us. And yet we said, nope, we don't have any money, but we're going to go out on our own and see if we can make a go of it. So that was risk number one. We didn't know if we could. Nobody had ever done a private equity fund. We were real pioneers of setting terms and setting out how you'd invest. The second risk that always comes is when we buy a company, we'd put up a dollar of equity, and for every dollar of equity we would put up, we'd borrow as much as $30 of debt. Now, in the early days, you could do that. You were buying companies for much less than you pay today for a company as far as a multiple of earnings. As a result, you were able to put much less equity in, borrow money on a long-term basis, and that's what we did. For example, we bought the Safeway chain of supermarkets, and we paid $5.6 billion to buy that company in about 1985. We put up about $126 million of equity, and we borrowed, around numbers, $5 billion of debt against it. Now, we ended up making over 50 times our money on the last investments we made, but, you know, you can't do that today, because today all you could borrow is about 6 to 7 times debt to EBITDA, which is earnings before depreciation, taxes, and amortization. So if you pay 12 times to buy a company, 12 times EBITDA, and you can only get 6 times debt against it, you're going to have to come up with 6 times equity. That gets you to your 12 times all in. So in that case, that would be half equity and half debt. So that idea of 30, 40 to 1, 50 to 1 almost, in some cases, that went out the window back in about 2000, something like that. Today, companies are capitalized on a much more conservative basis. The risk is not as great. And also today, what you have is a capital structure that obviously has less debt, much more equity, but also the covenants in the debt are very loose. You don't have all the covenants that you used to have back in the 1970s and the 80s and even for the 90s for that matter. You got a lot of leeway. You don't have to meet certain working capital or debt to EBITDA or debt to net worth covenants that we used to have to do. Those are all gone now. Risk plays an important role, yes.